overall, you end up with a point. How do you feel about that result, first of all?
Disappointed. Lads are a bit gutted we haven't won it. I think with the chances we've created second half, I thought we deserved to win it in the end.
In the last half an hour, you had two or three, at least, pretty good chances.
Yeah, I thought we dominated them second half, pressed them really high. It was always to contain them first half. They get a goal from a set piece, limit them to very few chances, defended really well. And disappointed we haven't won the game. For some of the energy from the players, we brought Tyler off with cramp. Flo had completely seized up because he's only trained twice in the last 5 weeks. Right. But we knew we had to get players on the pitch who could keep the ball. I thought some of our play and some of our link play was fantastic second half.
Yeah. What changed, or what did you seek to change? Because I'll be honest with you, in the first half, we didn't see that you were getting something. In the second half, and certainly after the penalty, there was clearly a very different feel about the game. So from your point of view, what have you changed, or have you changed?
No, we spoke about it. We said we've got to contain them a little bit, let the centre-halves have it a little bit first off. They'd changed to a three. They've only played that probably, I think, once this year. So it was a bit tactical at first, but once we got to grips with it and we started to press a bit higher, then I thought we were the better team. We limited their options, limited their passing options. They went a bit more direct to play off second balls, and I thought our shape and some of the energy out there was a credit to the lads, and I thought they put an absolute shift into that against a team who were big hitters in this league, and I thought we matched them and probably played much better in the second half.
You made quite a few changes again tonight and rearranged it. Can you just sum up in general what you were looking for, why you did that, and were you happy with what you got?
Yeah, I was looking to freshen things up a little bit. Some of the players have played a lot of games, and it was important we had legs out there today because we needed to try and close down the space for them because they're a really good technical side. Robbie's was expecting a response from them after two defeats, and I think he got that first half, but I thought second half then, I thought we really pressed on, and I thought the change we made did really well.
I must ask you about Osthuma doesn't start. That always catches the eye because people know what he can do. Tell us about that.
Because we knew they were really strong. I think the midfield three are really good. So it was important we just had a little bit more defensive with a 4-5-1. But we also had that attacking threat as well with Amor on the left. And Tyler could always create opportunities. We've got Flo Cavelli in central midfield. I thought Liam Kinsella had a really excellent game at right back. So credit to young Liam. It's really nice to see one of our products who's been here since the age of seven coming through and having a real strong display, and he's been really patient, and a really special mention for him because his character and his attitude has been fantastic, and I said that to them when I gave him his start today.
Yeah, always great for a club when a youngster comes through like that. With the penalty and who was taking
it's nice to get one, isn't it?
Yeah, well, yes, firstly it is. Secondly, the right guy took it in the end, yes?
I think so. I shouted on for Tyler to take it. Yeah. And that's a decision we've got to make. It's nice that they're fighting over it, but I think sometimes it's got to come from me.
So, but you're okay with, you can deal with that?
I'm fine, listen, I don't mind a bit of emotion. Listen, we need emotion. It means they care, so I've got no problem with that, and they're best buddies in there. So,
let's wrap this up. You've got emotion, I know that. There was some emotion expressed there, again, a mixture of it, and you know, I don't need to tell you, you can see that and hear that as the same as we all do. How do you feel now? You've got another point. I know you're determined and defiant with these things. Are those the words that you would choose?
I wouldn't say defiant. I'd say I'm a bit realistic. I see what goes on and what we have to do with the players we've got and the club that we are. We've competed against some really big clubs in the last few weeks, and we've matched them, and at times we've outplayed them. So my players left everything out there. All I'd say is if sometimes the negative atmosphere can be difficult for players, and I don't think the fans, if they were honest, could fault their effort today. If they've got anything personal against me, then just wait till the end of the game. Yeah. Wait till the end of the game and just keep behind the players. And you've done it in the past. I've mentioned it. Be patient, and you never know where it'll take you. So I'll just say at Doncaster, come along, and let's be positive till the end. If you want to have a statement against me, no problem. Yeah. Just wait till the end of the game, because these players are putting in a shift in for their club and for their fans. They want to play for the fans, but being booed and that negative to some of the players is a little bit unjust, I think.